The Indiana National Guard's 119th Agribusiness Development Team, or ADT, has finished its mission in Afghanistan. In this final segment of WFIU's series Cultivating Afghanistan, Douglas Wissing reports on the team's homecoming.
It's the wee morning hours at a National Guard hangar at Stout Field in Indianapolis. A crowd of family and friends is waiting for loved ones to return from Afghanistan. There's kids in pajamas, wives in high heels, parents with proud smiles.
So what are you feeling right now?
Emotions.
Yeah, I bet.
Excitement. Thankful that God's bringing them all, the whole troop, home safely.
Oh, relief. It's been a long year, but it has not been as long as I thought it was going to be. I think the last 2 weeks have been the longest of the whole time.
Very proud, excited, happy, and so happy I could cry, if that makes sense.
That's Martha Gardner, Donna Copes, and Maxie Gardner. National Guard Family Readiness Assistant Kimberly Gooden helps returning vets and their families reintegrate to the United States. She's also waiting for a particular soldier, her husband, Sergeant Major Robert Gooden.
Very excited. I work all the homecoming, so it's always exciting when we can connect families and the service members back together. But it's even more that, you know, finally my husband's going to be part of it.
When vets return home, or demobilize in military slang, a series of yellow ribbon events help connect them and their families with financial, medical, and marital assistance.
What they're going to do as soon as they get here, then they're going to head down to do their demob at Camp Atterbury. And then after that, they will return home, and then we'll start our 30-60-90 yellow ribbon events.
Maxie Gardner says it takes some time to reintegrate.
There's always a month or two of adjustment. Of letting go of some of my reins and handing them over, but it's kind of a relief, too.
A siren begins to wail, signaling the farmer soldiers are near.
I hear my boy.
The formation breaks into clots of happy families. There's hugging and kissing and tears of relief. Agribusiness Development Team Commander Colonel Brian Copes holds his granddaughter Emma, who says they're going on a long planned holiday.
Is he going to take you to Disney World?
Mm-hmm.
When is he going to take you?
Until he got from Santa's dad.
Back on home soil, Colonel Copes says the Afghanistan mission was worthwhile.
Certainly we felt good about what we were able to accomplish. The knowledge base and certainly the array of relationships that we bequeathed to the second team when they came in, and it was worth it. I feel very good about the mission.
Colonel Copes and his wife Donna reassure their granddaughter his mission is complete.
He's not going to go back.
I don't
baby.
Think I'm going to go again, sweetie.
He's here for good. Isn't that great?
Mama told me I can't go to Afghanistan no more.
With its roots deep in Indiana soil, the Agribusiness Development Team has now completed its mission in Afghanistan. The 1st Hoosier ADT watches its replacement, the 219th ADT, continue the work they began. And with their mission complete, these farmer soldiers are again back home in Indiana, in the arms of their loved ones. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.